Hello guys, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. We are moving further on to our chapter number 3, Travel and Tourism Marketing. We are taking into consideration in this chapter on the characteristic of travel and tourism marketing. In the chapter 2, we were focusing in the beginning of generic of travel or marketing, but now we are moving towards understanding marketing from travel and tourism characteristic. And let's see the objectives of this. We will be learning and understanding the concept of goods and services in tourism and travel, understanding the characteristic of service marketing, especially in the context of travel and tourism. And we will further understand the features of travel and tourism services. So with this as our learning objective, we start with our chapter 3. Goods. What is good? Some goods are consumed, which means that they are gone. After utilizing, these disappear. Like an eatable, like a food, they disappear once you consume it. That's a goods, you consume it. Ineffective or unusable after they have been used once. Food is the example of a good that is consumed and must be replaced. So when you eat food, it consumes, finish, and it goes. And if you need to eat more, then you need to bring another quantity, another plate of any food that you're eating. Goods are the product, then can be replaced by customer after some time, which means a product dependent ranges from the few hours to maybe few years by using new product. You see, that type of an example, it can be replaced. Other example of goods are clothing, electronic gadget, etc. So these are also goods. First we understood the goods. Goods, food as a good, clothing as a goods, electronic gadget as a goods. Further, goods are manufactured. They are prepared. They are processed and manufactured. Made a specified location. So goods are made at a specified location, such as factory, manufacturing plant, that are not open to customer normally. They are separate. Consumer cannot go to a production house to buy a shirt that would be sold to him through another source, through an intermediary. That's the manufactured good. Goods are delivered to places where the customers live. So the goods come to the doorstep of the customer through various channels, obviously. But as I said, consumer cannot go to a manufacturing unit, say Van Heusen shirt or Peter England shirt. The consumer cannot reach directly at the manufacturing plant and buy these shirts. They can go to factory outlet possibly, but again, it's a selling unit. So that's the characteristic of goods we are talking about, that they are manufactured and delivered at the place where the consumer lives, which is the place where consumer has asked that good to come. And good further purchase conveys ownership and right to use at own convenience. So once you have bought some electronic gadget, you have purchased it, and you are now the owner of that electronic gadget after you have paid the price for that goods. The good possesses tangible form at the point of sale. So it physically present to you. You can touch it. It is tangible. And can be checked prior to sale. Excuse me. So if you can touch, you can also check if this product what you order is the right product, the size is correct, all the functions are there, everything is operational. You can check, isn't it? It's a tangible product. And stock of products can be created and stored for future sale. So similarly, goods can be kept in store as an inventory in the warehouses, in many numbers, so that it can be sold in future as well. Now, we move to services. Services are also for consumption, but it's intangible. You cannot touch. You are taking a cruise line ship where you are experiencing satisfaction. That cannot be measured. It's a service that is offered to you. In-flight service, a crew offers to you on a particular airline. You cannot touch it, but you can experience. You can get satisfaction level out of it. And that's the service measurement for intangible product. Those that cannot be seen or touched is intangible, and services are like that. A doctor, a physician provides health care to the patient. We always say he has a good, he can feel the pulse, he can understand the disease. Though the services is his expertise, his experience, his knowledge that he would render. The final good will be in the form of tablet that you will consume, the capsule, or possibly a surgery. But doctor's services are intangible, what he tells you. Other examples of services are banking, insurance, contract services, such as plumbing, painting, electrician, etc. So the consumer has got a leakage in the toilet. His taps are leaking. He will fix the tap, bring it. But what services he has done, you can't touch that. Possibly you can touch the tap, but not the services. So these are the example of services. We spoke about services offered by doctor, by physician, by a consultant, by an advisor, which are not intangible. You cannot touch it. Though you get benefited by the services provided. Services are performed, as I mentioned, delivered, carried out at any specified location, such as shop, in case of doctors, it is clinic, it is offered at office, hotel, restaurant, clinic, etc. that has customer participation and it is inseparable. So doctor cannot advise to none. He has to advise. Yes, you have to consult a doctor. For that you have to be patient. You have to be a person who is sick. Likewise, to avail a facility at the hotel, the room, the service, you have to go to the hotel. It cannot be separated. You cannot enjoy a tour of Dubai by sitting in Mumbai. You have to go physically down to Dubai to avail the services offered. So it is inseparable. Services are combined with the product that you are seeking as a service. It is combined and not inseparable. So that is the participation of the customer definitely required to avail the services. Purchase confers temporary right of access at a predetermined place and time. So somebody in travel and tourism has booked a city tour of Thailand for 20th of December. For that, the customer has to be there in Thailand on 20th of December in Bangkok at 9 o'clock in the morning to avail the city tour. So, as I was explaining, it is the temporary right, which means on 20th of September or 10th of December, whatever date, he has booked the services to be offered to a client, to a guest in Bangkok. He or she has to be in Bangkok at a specific place to take the services. So predetermines the place and time. Likewise, services are intangible at the point of sale. So where you are bought, you are paid to a tour operator in Mumbai for services to be offered on 10th of December in Bangkok. You cannot check it. You can't say, I would like to avail those or enjoy that or experience that by sitting in Mumbai. You have to go to Bangkok. And very importantly, services are perishable. Now, what is a perishable? Something which decay, which get decayed, which get destroyed. And likewise, travel services are also perishable. A hotel room on the night of 10th December, the X number of hotel room did not have guests. They are empty inside, no guests staying. So the revenue that could have been generated could not be raised. Ultimately, the room for generating revenue for a particular night where the hotel room remained empty, the revenue perished. Likewise, an airline seat. Flight taking off from Mumbai to Dubai with 20 less passengers on the seats than what the capacity of an aircraft is. Airline did not generate any revenue for those 20 seats. Ultimately, whatever they could have earned perish. So this is how services are of a perishable nature. Generally, we think of perishable linked only to foodstuff, fruits and vegetable, but no, tourism services are also perishable. I give you example of hotel room and airline seats. If not sold, the room not being occupied on a specific date, it will not generate any revenue. Likewise, goods and services, now we combine. Generally, goods and services are offered in combination. Okay, so goods will be offered along with the service that would be offered. This is particularly true for travel and tourism sector. How? Example, a restaurant cannot sell food items which are goods as well as provide service. The food is prepared and served. The table is arranged and reserved. You cannot just go and sit without any service and ask for some satisfaction. So you have to, table has to be arranged and the food has to be served on the table. So all these go hand in glove in tourism services. They have to go in combination with one another. Some companies sell goods and provide maintenance or repair services for those goods. Or they might offer training to teach consumer how to use those goods. Yes, we buy some product, electronic goods, and or vehicles, motor cars, two-wheelers, and they give you service after 5,000 for free, service after 10,000 for free. And that's because you bought the car, the two-wheeler from the manufacturer or the sales unit. So goods sold with a service assurance side by side in combination with one another. Now, services characteristic are purchase product resulting in the ownership of a physical item. Goods are purchased, product services resulting into the ownership of physical item. I bought something from a mall. So I paid the money, that good comes and become my own, my product. I own that because I paid the cost of it. For what? Which can be used for consumption or whatever time and place I would like to use it because it's my ownership. Services are purchased product does not create any ownership. You cannot just say, I have taken a service of certain thing and I own that as well. No, it was only a time and place that was agreed to offer that service and that's it. You cannot say, I booked a city tour for 20th of December. I did not come on 20th of December. Now I'm coming on 20th of January. Give me the same service, which I paid for 20th of December. because that is linked with the time and place. So to have the experience use of a service, usually at a specific time and a specific location. Further services characteristic, the buyer of a ready-made luxury watch takes it from the store and wears it when and where he likes. The producer need have no further involvement unless the product has any defect. So if I bought a wristwatch, say I bought Rado watch from Switzerland, paid the cost of it, and that's it. Now if I wear it, I donate to someone, I lose it, the production of Rado company has nothing to do with my using it in Switzerland or in India, or I donate it to a friend, unless I find it a manufacturing defect, it would again go back to Rado's showroom in Switzerland from where I bought, if I have a guarantee. So that is the explanation of characteristic of services. Now we look at the travel and tourism services features. Inseparable, we have understood that it is associated with intangibility and heterogeneity, variability. So it is intangible, but it is associated. So you cannot separate the service with the actual product. Likewise, perishable, I've explained in detail that tourism services are perishable. Flight taking off from Mumbai going to Delhi with 35 empty seat revenues, earning profit that airline could have made by selling those 35 seats before it was taking off could have given them some revenue and profit and earning. Once it is taken off, you don't expect anyone walking in the air and entering the aircraft. No way. So all this is perishable. This is the feature of the service. Inseparable, consumption of tourist services are closely interrelated. Production can only take place or can only be completed if the customer is actually present. You have booked a city tour in Thailand or in Bangkok, for example, as I just explained, for a city tour on 1st of January. And you have to be there, and you can avail the services only if you are present on 1st of January in Bangkok. The act of production and consumption is simultaneous. Services will be produced to you. A vehicle will be brought at the hotel where you are staying in Bangkok only if you are present to avail those services. Otherwise, the driver would come and go away without offering the services to you. So this is inseparable. The experience of the tourist product exists when it produces as well as consumed. So the services, as we just now spoke, that the services, the product would only exist and it is produced when you are ready to consume it. When you are ready at a particular hotel to take that city tour, to put that as your service that is being offered to you. So you have to be present. You have to avail that. You have to consume that. It is inseparable. The travel agent who sells his product cannot store it, since there is a linkage between production and consumption of the tourist service. So no tour operator would keep such services in stock, like he or she can stock many such things. But he cannot stock any service that can be sold later on. It is only on a specific time and place. So this is a typical characteristic of the services. Perishable also explained to it very well, like good for future consumption. Services cannot be stored. Keep this service for me. I will avail when I want it. or I'm paying for 20th of December and I will avail it in March. No way, because you paid for 20th of December. Likewise, if you win or someone gives to you a service, there is a clause mentioned in it. Please offer services when this voucher is presented. There's no time specified, place, possibly yes, but no time specified. So all those winners of various services, tonight stay in Dubai. So please make arrangement 2 months in, 1 month in advance, and specify the date you would like to do. It has a clause. It is not accepted in high season. It exempts you from the festival season, blah, blah, blah. So even those which are offered to you as a winning ticket prize, it has also the clause, honor this when presented. Okay? So the time and date is not fixed. And that's how it is only redeemable when presented. It is perishable, obviously. So a room in the hotel not used today is a waste. If the supply is not used, it is perishes. Explained to you very well. The room that was supposed to be booked tonight, if not used, is a waste. Nobody came and stayed, no revenue generated, ultimately a loss. It is not possible for a service producer to create a stock of product to satisfy daily variations in demand. Very simple to understand. No tour operator will keep in stock number of hotel rooms, services as a stock and can offer that, okay, take this as a service. No way. It is linked and inseparable and perishable. If services capacity or products are not sold on a particular day, the potential revenue that represent is lost and cannot be recovered. Very well explained to you earlier by me that yes, it is to be consumed on the same day and date and time and place. If not, then the revenue is not there and lost. So that's how it is perishable. Production can be better seen in terms of capacity and not in terms of quantity. Service production can be better seen in terms of capacity. Capacity is utilized only when customers are present. If there are 20 guests taking a city tour, that capacity of utilizing the product is for 20 passengers. Correct? So that is the capacity and utilization with the customer with 20 will happen only when the customer go for service or the product that is being produced for a specific day on that particular day for 20 people. And that's how it is perishable. Hotel with a fixed number of rooms and transport operator with a fixed number of seats face similar problem of matching perishable supply to the available demand. Very simple to understand. A bus carrying 50 seats, you could only sell 30 seats, 20 seats are empty. Lost revenue. No passenger is sitting on those 20 seats. Ultimately, the services that could have been offered to 50 passengers on a running bus that had the capacity of taking 50 passengers could not do that because only 30 passengers booked. So 20 seats revenue perished. Perishable aspect is directly in the case of travel and tourism services with seasonality. So what is a seasonality? And how do we understand that? Seasonality refers to a specific season. This offer or particular season, this is only valid for Christmas time period. That's a season. It's only available in winter. It's only available, for example, skiing or winter sport. It's only possible when there is winter, when there is snow. You cannot ask for skiing in a mountainous area where there is no snow. So it's only depending on season. And likewise, if you are going for rainy season discounts, that generally people do get in the month of, in the rainy seasons, in Goa hotels. So you have to go in the rainy season only. That offer is not valid in high season. You cannot ask the same offer that prevailed for the rainy season in the month of December and January. And also, the feature of service is high operational costs. Services are offered with high operational costs and interdependence of tourism services. Role of intermediary plays a big role. Interdependence of tourism services is also a feature because services offered are interdepending on the consumer and the supplier and the demand and the supply. So all interdepending on one another. An intermediary who connects, in the case of travel and tourism, intermediary is travel agent, tour operator, wholesaler, retailer, because he's an intermediary or she's an intermediary to connect consumer to the hotelier, to connect customer to an airline, connect customer to a tour operator. So tour, the intermediary role is very important and it's a service feature. Likewise, what is a travel motivation is also a travel service feature, because only when you get motivated, you get services. You have a pull factor for a destination. That's a motivation to you to travel to a specific destination. And that travel motivation results into service. Seasonalities, I've spoken, is a characteristic of most leisure tourism markets. The demand varies greatly of the year. I give the example from Intersport, from rainy season discount, seasonal discount, low season discount, high season appreciation. All these are varying and depending on the seasonality. The season is snow in from October, November, December, January, February, March. Anytime, say from November to Jan, snow, very cold, dull, absolutely no activities for tourism. But within the same season, you have a high season of Christmas time period from 20th December to 5th of Jan. It's a high season and a low season. So seasonality changes. So characteristics of most leisure tourism market, that demand varies greatly between service seasons of the year. I explained to you from Indian perspective, Diwali is a season, New Year is a season, possibly Eid is a season, possibly other festivals are season. Like in Maharashtra, for example, Ganesh is a season. A lot of people from various villages and town go to their home for Ganesh. So that's a season where demand would be higher, the cost will be higher, and according to the season, the price will vary in leisure and tourism business also. So demand will vary. In India, it is seen that resident living in tropical hot region will visit hill station. People living in northern India will go down to Shimla, Kashmir from anything April till May, June. Likewise, people living in Maharashtra or say Mumbai would go down to Matheran, Lonavala, Mahabaleshwar in the summer season and they would go to hill stations. So depending on the season again. And seasonal closure of many leisure tourism business still a common activity. Yes. For example, if you go down to Mahabaleshwar in harvesting season, you will find less number of workforce available with the hoteliers, with the tour operators, because most of them are farmers and they have gone to work into their field for plowing, for planting, and so many things. So seasonality plays a major role from all part of the world. Seasonality fixes up the service pricing. High operational costs are mainly associated with fixed capacity at any point of time. To run a bus, you need a driver, you need petrol, you need wear and tear, whether you are one passenger or 50 passenger with a full capacity. So this high operational cost is also part of the service characteristic. Operational costs are relatively high and includes available level of capacity and relatively low variable costs. So some of the costs cannot. So if you are running a bus with one passenger or 50 passengers, the same amount of the fuel is required. The same amount of road taxes are involved. The same amount of toll nakas are involved. And so many such things which are operational costs, which ultimately are high in travel and tourism industry. Fixed costs are like you pay for your hotel, suppose you pay for your premises, the capital and annual maintenance costs are fixed. They don't change. Okay, rent, lease and rates are all fixed costs. They cannot change. If the rent is 20,000 rupees per month, whether you have no customer or you have customer or you are full of customer, you still have to pay the fixed rent of 20,000 rupees. So this is high operational cost. Equipment like wear and tear, repairs, renewal, servicing or work as an equipment, high operational cost. And of course, the electricity for running air conditioning, lighting, and another energy cost are also very high. And this is one of the service characteristic of the high operational costs. Fixed cost also covers insurance. You have to pay for insurance, which is fixed. Salaries and wages, social provision, like provident fund, like medical assistance, insurances are all fixed and they are high. Administrative expenses, management overheads, marketing expenses, all are roaring and soaring. So you have to have this high operational cost in your mindset in offering your services to the clients in travel and tourism industry. Fixed costs are mostly committed ahead over a specific period, say 12 months. So some specific costs, the rent to be paid in advance, the road taxes to be paid in advance, and many such things. Insurance for a cover taken for the next, for the year 2023, you have to pay your premium or you have to pay the insurance in the beginning of the month. So they have to be paid in advance and a specific period. Likewise, the high operation cost also to be met whether the tourist attraction has 5 visitors, 50 or 500 on any day. You have to pay that cost. I have explained this. With a bus capacity of 50 passengers, only 2 passengers are going. So you have to meet that high operational cost. And this is one of the factors. That's why many companies outsource the product instead of investing in travel and tourism infrastructure, especially high operational costs. They get services from outsourcing. Now, interdependence clearly explained in the form of product. A tourism service is assembled by many producers. So you have a airline, you have a hotel, they are providing, they are all interdependent. If you have flight, then only a passenger would fly. And if you don't have a good hotel room, passenger will not come, no matter if you have many flights operating. And likewise, services that are offered, if not available, then the most beautiful location may not attract tourists because you don't have service provided to them. The services is an amalgamation of many components which together make a complete product. As very well understood, that tourism products are a combination of various services like airline ticket, hotel, tour operator, insurance, medical insurance, baggage cover, all that are part an amalgamation of services which are interdependent on one another. Role of intermediary is a great contribution, required contribution, and have been traditionally well associated with travel and tourism industry despite we seeing lot of changes in recent years due to online and technology development. Tourism services come in form of a package from diverse suppliers or intermediaries. So in tourism, let's take an example, sales intermediaries like tour operator, travel agent, reservation services, and hotel agent play a dominant role. They determine to a large extent which service will be sold and to whom. So a travel agent would know what type of a clientele he should have, whether he would appreciate family, single, bachelors, couples. So they have diverse suppliers for all this, and they are interdependent on one another. Likewise, a hotel agent selling a hotel, they will play a dominant role. They determine to a large extent which services will be sold and to whom. And they determine onto all this. Travel motivation, our topic where we talk about what motivates a passenger to travel. That is what we mean by travel motivation. They are diverse in nature. They are the reason, expectation, and desire which influence tourists' choice for certain holiday destination, type of accommodation, and vacation activity. And here we are talking about travel motivation. What motivates someone to travel to go to a specific destination? What motivates? What are the reasons? Why do someone travel to a specific? What motivates? Take an example of going to Agra. What motivated them? They would like to visit Taj Mahal. That's a motivation. And so on. So comparison with other marketing forms, generic marketing form, product in tourism are designed, adapted, and promoted to meet the long-term and long-term need. They are designed to meet long-term and long-run needs, expectations, and interests of potential customers. What customers want, what is being offered to them, what are their expectations, what we can offer them, are all comparison with marketing form. This is the basis of all consumer marketing format and the foundation of all marketing theory. What customer expect, what is long-run need, what is long-time need, long-term need, what to be promoted, what to be adopted, and what is to be designed are all comparison with other marketing forms. So in general, let's take an account of this. Service products have particular characteristics such as they are. We have understood very well that tourism products, service and product are inseparable and perishable. Then it requires different approach in terms of its application. So the traditional marketing mix variables. And the services marketing theory is different from product or goods marketing. Yes, services are totally differently marketed. You create motivation to sell your services. Arrive at 10 o'clock, you will have very fine weather when you arrive, because it is the month of February. Clear weather, blossoming flower. These are all motivational elements that are added in a travel brochure which is used for marketing. And there, the mixed variables are used, and not just taking a traditional approach to the marketing. So the service marketing creates motivation into you, create awareness into you, and bring you to utilize the services that are offered through travel marketing. So nature of the demand and for tourism and the operating characteristic of supplying industries determine what marketing in travel and tourism is, how to be approached, how to be offered. Promotion and distribution ways used for travel and tourism products have its own characteristics. We have seen quite a few of them while we were going through this chapter of understanding travel and tourism product, including the way it is distributed and promoted, bearing in mind the inseparable and perishable characteristic of services and goods. Likewise, the characteristics that distinguish them when compared with other industry. How the tourism services or services offered in travel and tourism differ from other industries. With this, we come to an end. You are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much, dear student. Have a great time ahead.